Dan and Randy and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound,
hunker
down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
And population Steve Agee.
Oh, shit, no waiting at all.
No, you're in.
You jump in with 2 feet and your frosted Starbucks crappuccino.
When you roll into town, we start shooting Roman candles at
you. That's it. You just come on in.
Good for you. I hate sitting in a booth with a bunch of people for 20 minutes and they're like don't say anything.
We'll bring you in.
No, you're here because we're so happy you're here. First of all, I feel like you understand the podcast medium like no other. You have a great podcast on this network.
Yeah. We're no doctors.
You and Busy Phillips.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's so fun. Explain to the folks who may not know what it is.
Well, Busy and I do a podcast about health and medicine. And we are both extreme hypochondriacs, very neurotic.
You guys are basically the physical manifestation of WebMD.
Yes, exactly. And so my girlfriend at the time was like, you got to just do a podcast because you're out of your fucking mind. Yeah. And
you know too much about Mucinex.
And I was like...
MD.
She's like, you got to do a podcast about this. And so...
I came to
Farrell and they were like, yeah, you should have a female co-host. And I saw a story that Busy Phillips did on her Instagram about freaking out inside an MRI machine. And I was like, I think I found her.
I found my female co-host.
Well, so I was saying before that I love her. I know she's an actor. I know she hasn't done stand-up, but I think of her as almost like a stand-up because she's
super funny.
So funny.
Dude, everything.
And her in Nash's film. And Nash,
she's amazing. Oh, yeah. She's amazing.
Jason Nash is married.
I was going to say, AG, everything we've ever asked AG to do for us, every time we've
tried
ever
to put you in everything
we do. Right?
I think I've pretty much done everything.
Well, we did the poop documentary, which is coming out on February 16th.
Oh, my God.
Okay, February
16th. It's like a week before my birthday.
Okay.
Heyo, happy birthday. It's going to be out in theaters. In 10 cities. It's in theaters
in 10 cities.
But it also, AG's hilarious in it because of how much he hates talking about it. And we capture that in the film so well. You're disgusted.
Because your attitude was counter to a lot of comedians who were totally happy to.
I know.
To just
I can't believe how many people
really.
Love...
Jonah Ray wanted to talk about it so much.
It was fascinating to see because you're all our friends and we connect with all of these people who are in this movie.
Yeah.
But to see it, we learned so much about everybody just in talking about this subject, even with it being a difficult subject for you.
I don't even know when that happened either because when I went to military school. I went to the school where they filmed Taps.
No way.
What?
Really? Yeah, right outside of Philly, Valley Forge Military Academy. And your first year, your plebe year, your new cadet year, they try to just break you down to make you part of the hive. Mm-hmm. And so the bathroom in your dorm.
Nothing.
No stalls.
Yep.
Yeah, wide
you're
open.
You're just shitting next to people.
In the open air.
Open air.
And so that probably
the worst
traumatized you.
No, that made me, I was like, for the first month and a half I was there, I would hold my shits till like 3 a.m. or I would go in the at school the next day.
Yeah.
And then you eventually just cave in and,
you're
and
like,
it
I'm
didn't
in this,
bother me
it's
at all.
Survival at this point. I can't even imagine you in military school.
Yeah.
Just you, a big dude, 6'8".
Six seven at the time. I'm starting to get that old man compressed.
Are you 6'6"
really?
Now?
I'm 6'6", I think. I'm so, compressing.
So 6'7" at the time. Unbelievable, but like you were probably a target for everybody, all of your you know, teachers and I guess
I'll send you guys photos you can put on your
of you
on your website. In your, that.
Yeah, we'll do it on the Facebook page.
Your Facebook page.
Well, we have a great Facebook page, Dumb People Town Facebook page. And Steve, I don't know how much you know about this podcast, but we explain it to everybody when they come in here. The world is getting dumber as we
ever. It really is.
Every second that we sit here and talk about you in military school,
crazy dumb.
Crazy dumb. And so our only way to fight back is through comedy. And that's great. Our wonderful dumb ears on the ground grab stories that are. Yeah. And I've had Amy just sent a story.
Randy's wife just sent me and Randy a story and said, I think this is right for Dumb People.
So, I mean, people are out there finding the stories and then sending them to Dan and Dan beautifully. Dan Van Kirk, our lovely co-host, breaks it down in a way.
So Dan knows what's up. Randy,
we don't know. We've never heard this story before.
Neither have you.
I've listened to a lot, but do they all involve like law breaking shit or is
not
it
always.
Some
not
law.
Always not always but like, so,
yeah, sometimes it's not
a girl's
law.
Just making her labia into necklaces.
Yes.
I did not hear that one.
Or a man is dressed as a clown just waving at motorists for no reason in a corner
creeping people out.
It's not really breaking the law, but it's
dumb
weird and
it's
dumb.
Yeah. So I know we have great stories today. I mean, look, we've got Steve Agee, the master of it here, so.
Okay, you want to do one?
Yes.
Alright, here we go. This is sent in by Scott Curtis Veith. V is in Victor, E-I-T-H.
Veith for Vendetta.
Yes.
That's what I was trying to think of.
His handle is Veith for Vendetta.
No.
I'm joking.
That'd be amazing.
Oh, damn.
He's so good.
I bet he's starting a burner account with that right now.
Already.
Sure.
Not much of a burner if your name's in it. At Scott C. Veith. All right, Scott. Thanks for sending this in, buddy. Here we go.
Here we go.
A Marshfield, Wisconsin. That's the area. I know
I
that
took
area.
Place
Do you
in
know
a
that area?
Oh, yeah.
Is it marshy or is it just...
I just love how creative they got with the name.
Is it in the Dells? Is it near the Dells?
It's. I think it's a little bit north
Everyone
of there.
Everyone knows the Dells.
Have you been to the Dells?
No.
No,
it's
like,
just all I know about Wisconsin.
Really?
It's waterfalls. It's basically
Laverne
Casa
and
Bonita,
Shirley and Dells.
Laverne and Shirley
Beer,
and Dells.
Laverne and Shirley and Dells.
I love that you referenced a local place to Wisconsin with a local place to Denver.
No,
the Dells are like, you can ride ducks around. That's like amphibious trucks.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big deal there, and then a lot of water parks.
Sure. It's driving, but wait a minute, it's floating.
Yeah, I took Grandma Rosemary there 2 years ago.
How does that not ruin the suspension?
She said the guy talked too much.
Huh?
She said the guy talked too much?
Yes, we heard this
story. It's a tour.
We heard this story. It's just on the last episode.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
We recorded such a long time ago.
Oh, that's fair. A Marshfield, Wisconsin man who was under court order not to drink alcohol.
Well,
you guess what happened?
He got drunk.
He drank alcohol.
A judge going, I'm gonna tell you one time.
Treat yourself like a gremlin, like you're a mogwai.
Yep.
Like you
Here's
can't
your
give
rule.
Yourself this.
I right. could send you to jail.
Mm-mm.
But if you can do this one thing, you don't have to go to jail.
Well,
as he was reading, it's probably like, this isn't going to work.
I'll be seeing you again soon. Right.
This isn't
going to
work, but we're going to order that you not drink.
Yeah, in this, the judge was probably like, he started with like, please do not smoke in here. That was the first thing he said.
sir, put it out.
Put your shirt back on.
Put your shirt back on.
And listen to what I have to tell you.
He was under a court order not to drink alcohol. When he found himself locked inside a beer cooler after hours.
Mm-hmm. He found himself.
When you're drunk, you find yourself places.
The same thing happened to Bobby and Greg Brady.
Did they get locked
they
inside?
They got locked in a meat freezer.
They did. Do you think...
Would have been a better episode if they were locked in like a beer cooler.
Yeah. Or if they were court ordered not to eat meat.
Yeah.
Like the same episode where the guy came in with the neck brace.
What's his name? Alice's boyfriend, the butcher.
Sam the Butcher.
It was
one of the greatest lines
freezer.
In any Beast Boys song. I'm like Sam the Butcher bringing Alice the meat.
That's in a Beach Boy song?
Beastie Boys.
Oh,
I want to take you to Alice.
Bermuda.
They're like, fuck it. We don't care anymore.
Come on, Sam, bring that meat. We also picked the worst
Beach Boys
song.
Yeah, that song is terrible, although my kids love it.
Let's pick the one that Manson wrote.
Meat, 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 meat. I get a meat.
Meat, 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 meat. I get a meat. Yeah.
Little Philly.
Oh, it's so good. Let's go through pet sounds. Let's just go through pet sounds. Okay. He found himself locked inside a beer cooler after hours, which makes me feel like his entire defense was, what did you expect me to do?
I could have died in there if I didn't have anything to drink.
Yeah.
So, literally wrote here, so what did Jeremy Van Ert do? Van Ert.
Van Ert.
He is bringing down the average of us Van last named
people.
He's
like, I can't pronounce the rest of what this should
be. We were so drunk when they were writing our last name, they just quit.
It sounded like he beer burps while saying his name. My name is Jeremy Van Ert.
Oh. Yeah. Is that it?
You know that's something he does.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
This is what they wrote in the article. So what did Jeremy Van Ert do? According to police, he drank.
Right.
Yes.
And he probably had seen Touching the Void, where there's that moment where the guy falls down and the thing breaks his leg and he has to dig down to get out.
Yeah.
And he was like, I got to start digging down.
I got to drink my way out of this.
I got to drink my way out of this beer cooler.
I got to hit bottom to get out of this.
Uh-huh. Marshfield cops say the man was on probation when he entered a Quick Trip convenience store. Quick Trip it's at in Wisconsin.
So he's inside the inside the cooler.
I know some of the, like the Piggly Wiggly in Partyville, Wisconsin,
has an open.
You walk into this.
It's where the kegs are.
And there's cases of beer. Everything. Okay. It's like a beer cave.
I thought it was like one of those things where you just open up
the sodas.
Yeah, you just open up the sodas there, and he somehow got in there.
Like Chris and Family Guy.
Yeah, he climbed in and he couldn't get out.
Like he's in carbonite. Right.
Face right up against the glass. I have one of those.
I'll take the parole guy. And a Mountain Dew Cold Red. Yeah.
Like in Carbonite, like in Star Wars, there's a hammered Solo. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Jay, you got us there. Jay!
At Sklar Brothers.
Hams Solo.
Yeah.
Hams the beer, refreshing. Hams.
Marshfield cops say he was on probation when he entered Quick Trip. Quick Trip plays a big role in my life. Sure, just one up at the cabin. I think you guys have been there with me.
We have
some Urge pizzas and some Urge paper towels. They have this weird brand called Urge at Quick Trip that sells everything.
It's like
soda, pizza, plates.
Potato chips.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like Acme. Yeah.
They say he went to the Quick Trip convenience store and somehow managed to get trapped in the cooler when it locked automatically at midnight. He is a Mogwai.
He is.
Yeah. He is a Mogwai.
You cannot get drunk after midnight.
I'm going to show you guys a picture of him. I'm going to tell you now, we will also play Guess the Age later.
I
only show you those when it doesn't help you.
Funny because you brought up Acme, and I've just been thinking in the last few moments, not that I wasn't paying attention. To show us a picture, but about the Roadrunner and Coyote.
Yeah.
And like what a comment that was on plain label.
Yeah.
Corporate America, just a company that sells both anvils and other
rockets
things,
should and fireworks.
Like it was essentially Costco before Costco was Costco.
Yeah.
And I feel like there was a comment like, don't buy this stuff because it won't work. Like, don't, you know what I mean? You'll use it wrong, or the same place that makes pants shouldn't make rockets.
Right. Shouldn't get your trampoline and your coffin at the same place.
No. Yeah, that's right.
One may lead to the other, but don't buy them at the same place. Right. Okay, I'm going to show you guys this. He looks like. Remember there was like bad Superman?
Mm-hmm.
This is like bad Harry from Night Court.
Okay.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
That looks like a million people. He looks like so many people I kind of know.
Like that old Godly Kramer and Cream video where people were morphing into other people.
He looks like Jeremy Kramer a little bit, the comedian. You remember him? Yeah. Funny.
When Conan used to do like mashup faces.
Yes.
This is what... He's got like the glasses of a librarian, but the goatee of a man who will kick you.
He looks like both Mike Mills and Michael Stipe. Yeah. Like if you combine them both.
Doesn't he look passive and aggressive?
Passive and aggressive.
Yes. But not passive aggressive at all.
I don't know if you noticed, guys, his goatee is crooked. Look, it's slanting from right to left.
He looks kind of like Jake Johansson.
Yeah. He does. Everything feels like it's sloping down to his right.
Yes. Yes.
His whole life.
Sloping
passive
downward to his
right. And aggressive.
Okay, here we go. The store is open 24 hours.
Okay.
So Van Ert would only have had to knock on the glass to be rescued by an employee.
That's it.
Someone's in there.
Nope.
It's not like they turn the lights off
and he's
stuck.
I want it to be one of those like... Like,
right.
It was you know, like sort of
you're
hermetic,
in there till Monday,
hermetically
dude.
No, all he would have had to do is knock.
Vault.
But people like this rationalize. Like, you know, he said, "Why would they lock me in here if they didn't want me to
stay in here?"
Yeah, I'm not
going to.
Everything
happens for a reason.
If they want me out of here, they'll come see I'm in here and get me
this
out.
This is the universe telling me I need to drink.
Right.
You know, this is the universe saying, "Court order be damned." And the universe is always saying that.
Instead of trying to get out, cops
say, have to fight the court order and the universe.
Yes. Always.
And this goatee, which is sloping down to the right.
Sloping.
People who this is true, that people who always like get themselves into shit like this, like they're on parole and then they do something, they're always saying like, man, shit's never going right for me.
Yeah,
but you're the constant.
You're the common denominator in all these stories. It's you.
Instead of trying to get out, cops say Vanner stuck around and helped himself to an 18-ounce beer, and I'm gonna ask you guys right now, how many cans of Four Loko? Okay, now.
Oh, that's why his goatee is.
Is that a tall boy, 18?
Yeah, yeah, yes, it is.
And
have you had Four Loko?
That's a can.
Have you tried it?
I've never tried Four Loko.
Never.
Okay, Steve Agee, you are our guest, so you can go first, third, or Tig, which is second, because she was the first person to ever go second.
We all get to guess.
But you can decide what order you want to go and guess.
I'll go first.
Okay.
How many cans of Four Loko did he drink?
Eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
That is...
I'm going to say he drank four.
Four
cans. Made him loco.
Says on the can.
Hey.
Says on the can.
Tell me what... Just reading the instructions.
Following directions.
You guys got curds in here?
Okay. That mugshot doesn't look like a guy who's had four. That looks like a guy who's had eight.
Eight. Yeah. Here's my thing about this guy. I mean, I've never had Four Loko. I'm imagining
but
it's like
drink
if
something
you had
else?
Red Bull to beer.
An 18-ounce can of beer.
Oh, yeah. Maybe let me amend that. 44.
Oh,
44 cans of Four
Loko. I think he's had 12 cans of Four Loko.
12?
Wow.
Yeah.
In addition to an 18-ounce can of beer, Vanert consumed 3 cans of Four Loko.
I was right!
Don't doubt yourself.
Yeah, back on board. Put a point up for Steve Agee.
Randy was closest. Randy said
Randy was
switched
closest.
To 44. But come on.
Yeah,
come on.
Your original one is what counts.
Yeah, that's what your gut was telling you.
But I mean, do you think, okay, from, and I think, Steve, you have a unique perspective, especially from the idea of a hypochondriac, because I feel like hypochondriacs feel like, obviously something's wrong a lot of times when it isn't, or you jump to conclusions.
Sure.
So is that the mindset of this guy? Let's get into his brain. He's like, well, I'm in here. This is happening to me, as opposed to I'm in control of this situation.
Well, I think he just drank the beer, the tall boy first, mm-hmm. as like, I may be in here for a while.
Right.
I need to hydrate.
Right.
And then once he had that, it was just like, well, fuck it. I've already broken parole.
Yeah. Why not?
Or do you think he just went in there and drank it and said, now I need to make up a story for why I can drink the next three of these?
Yeah, that locker probably doesn't even lock.
I bet it doesn't even lock. He's probably pulling it in and it opens out.
He's pulling it.
He's like, this is...
I think that he had a Four Loko.
Yep.
And was like, this is great. Yeah. And then had a second one. And then the second one freaked him out, so he had a third to try and bring himself back down.
And then
what is Four Loko? What...
It's
is
like
it?
Caffeine infused.
So it's like if someone poured a Red
beer.
Bull into a beer. Correct?
Yeah, but it's like they had to change their formula after they first came out because people were going
nuts on it. People were frothing at the mouth.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like bath salts beer.
He's also accused of knocking over 3 30 packs of beer and damaging them when he fell over. I bet he teared
30.
Up when he did. Yeah. 3 30 packs.
He probably
years.
Just leaned on the thing and one arm out and then the whole thing.
Who is like, you know what? A case is just not enough beer for me.
Yeah.
I need a 30.
I need 30.
Well, how many people are coming to the party?
Yeah.
24?
30.
How many people are coming
Five,
to the party?
6 packs.
24 people will be at
Do
the
you
party.
Guys drink light beer?
Back.
Really, ever?
Light beer?
Like Miller Lite, Bud Light, Coors Light.
I will have a Bud Light if I'm in St. Louis and in a bottle. I'll do a Bud Light.
Okay.
I've gone away from cans.
I just had friends who drank beer. Like we just did a bachelor party where we rented an RV
and
drove
someone brought a case
to
Bud Light.
We were just going to like national parks and all that stuff, and it was so much fun. But a few of the guys just like bought a 30 pack, and I'm like, you guys have to drink so many of those. I have a bottle of Canadian Club whiskey and some ginger ale. I'm good for the entire weekend.
Right. You wound up doing it in less of a thing, but some people love the way beer tastes, especially if it's hot out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I
sometimes, like off stage, I'll come off stage and I'm like, the only thing I want right now is beer.
You know what I love? Driving on the 210 past Irwindale, the which is the brewery right there?
Oh, Miller Lite. That's Miller Lite. I just drove past.
Sometimes
it.
They'll be brewing, and the smell of like hops is so amazing.
So totally,
I love it. It's like bread break.
It is really. I mean, look, it's.
I remember.
I'm not a big drinker, so I.
Me neither.
You know, my guess is that if you need a lot to get you drunk, then Bud Light, they just do it. You know what I mean? Don't spend a lot of money on.
If you go on the Budweiser tour in St. Louis, which we should probably do this.
We absolutely should.
When we go there for Finding the Funny, which will be there in a couple weeks. We'll
13th through the 16th.
13th through the 16th. Dan's coming with us.
Yeah.
You go in there, and I think at the end of the tour, they give you 15 minutes.
To drink.
As much as you can drink.
Stop. This guy.
What?
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah, but I think they have really small cups.
Small cups, but if you just start downing them, you'd be like,
15 minutes.
Dan, we could probably get like 10. You could probably get like 10 glass. If you really start slamming.
You guys need to film yourselves doing, or record yourselves doing that for Finding the Funny.
And then it's
all right, we're 7.5 minutes
and then
in.
It's just us talking to people. I'd have 3 glasses. I'd be like, hey, what's your name?
You, is there a beer cooler around here?
I'm Laxin. They court ordered me. I'm Laxin.
Court ordered. Marshall Police Chief Rick Gramza. I love that name.
So Ert sounds like too few letters in his name, and then they ended up at the end of Graham's name.
Yeah.
Gramza.
Yeah, he could have been Ertza.
Ertza. Van Ertza.
Van Ertza sounds right. Graham sounds right.
Rick Gramza said his
Greta Van Ertza.
said that his department has dealt with people who intentionally hide and get locked inside places with the purpose of committing a crime, but this case was particularly unique.
I love that he's dealt with this before.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This feels very unique.
We've never had somebody accidentally locked in a place and not make any attempt to be rescued or get out because they're satisfied with the circumstances.
That's right.
He just decided to run it out for the night. It had everything that he needed. He did kind of have like a Willy Wonka moment when they walk into the big.
He probably had a coat, a parka or whatever.
Totally comfortable.
I'm good.
Police said Van Ert was let out around 6 a.m.
So he'd been there all night.
6 hours.
Yes.
If you want to view.
And that's all he drank? That's not that much.
Yeah. When another customer noticed him
strong Four Loko
inside the cooler. You know what? That's probably his defense.
Yeah.
That's all I drank, guys.
That's all I did. It was like I had nothing.
So yeah. I feel like I didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Do you want me to pay for this?
Van Ert is accused of then leaving the store without paying. This is a quote from Gramza. He made a beeline for the beer cooler to the door without any attempt to pay for what he had consumed or broken. So
that's what busted him.
Yeah. That's it. He just turned around and dropped like $100 or $80.
Care.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have cared. No one would have said anything.
I love that though, that a customer hey, you know, you got a guy in here, and they come over and open it, and he just walks straight out into the door.
Like, if I don't say anything, they'll
straight
think off. I'm not here.
Can't see me.
He wakes up, and he's like, what year is it?
Who's the president?
He was later arrested for operating a vehicle with a revoked license.
He's Rip Van Ertz.
Rip Van Ertz.
Oh.
That's good.
You ready? He's ready for this? We're going to get out. How old is Jeremy Van Ert?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age.
You've seen him and you know his story.
I've seen him and I have no clue.
He wanted a tall boy and three Four Locos.
He could be 50 or 20.
Steve, you're going to get to go first.
By the way, I think this segment should be called 50 or 20.
I'm going to say 38.
38 years old. All right.
There was no gray hairs on that guy.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to say he's 30.
30?
Yeah.
All right. From Jason Sklar, 30. Steve Agee, 38. Randy Sklar.
42.
42 years old. Is that Jackie Robinson's number?
Yeah, exactly. They're going to retire Van Ert. Just hang him in the rafters somewhere. It's like, I can't get down.
All right. Play along at home if you're listening at work or with friends or in your car and not want to dealing with traffic.
Check the Facebook page to see who he is. Join it.
Get your answers in because I'm about to say this. Someone in this room
has gotten it right.
Has got it exactly.
Whoa.
Right.
What did you say, AG?
I'm going to say
38. Yeah. I said 30, Rand. You said 42.
Okay. Jeremy Van Ert is 38 years
old.
Wow. Impressive. By the way, and AG didn't even think of it.
No,
like,
no.
38 came
when
right
you first
to...
showed the picture, I was like, he's 48. And this whole time I've been thinking 48, and then I was like,
then you dropped it down 10 years.
38 years. It's not very often somebody hits the drunk on the head.
Nice.
Hits the drunk on the head. I love it. There's the first story down in the books. We're recorded. We're ready. Steve AG is here. He's got an amazing podcast called We're Not Doctors.
Definitely. We're no doctors.
We're no doctors. I'm sorry. We're no doctors.
Sorry.
Check that out. Although we're not doctors.
Also, well, we aren't.
We're not doctors.
We're not doctors without borders. We're doctors with borders.
So check that out. And in the meantime, listen to this break, and we'll be right back with more Dumb People Town right after this.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Follow Steve Agee on Instagram. I love you on Instagram.
Thanks,
he's
man.
A great photographer and thanks. Takes phenomenal
Steve.
Pictures.
I love when Steve is at any like sketch fest or even just at Largo hanging out or doing a show that we're doing there because I'm like, there are gonna be great pictures of this
event
backstage from the side of the stage of people performing. It's just
thanks,
you have such a great eye.
Man, you thanks. On Instagram. Come on down to Baba Ganoush.
Baba Ganoush.
You started yelling at restaurants. Baba Ganoush, you're like, it's big, dumb, ugly sweater day here at Baba.
Yeah.
And you time it up with the people walking in front.
Yeah.
Do you love it?
Yeah, but
are you surprised how much other people love it?
I am surprised by that. I've run out of shit to say about Baba Ganoush.
I don't know that they're.
You've got to watch your stories if you guys aren't.
Watch
oh
his
my
stories.
God, dude,
I do like
so
fake commercials for the place called Baba Ganoush whenever I'm over there.
I also love following you on Instagram because then I'm like, oh, I know where he is now. Like, I'll see a lot of I'll see like great pictures from Joshua Tree or I don't know. I will have just seen you and then all of a sudden it's like, hey, New Mexico. And you're there.
Yeah.
There's like killer pictures.
That's all I want to do is travel and take photos.
I know.
What's you're good. At?
Travel. Thanks. What if you travel, take photos during the day, and then do stand up at night?
That'd be fun.
Perfect
life,
right?
Into that.
A perfect, perfect life.
Yeah.
Speaking of seeing live, I don't know if you do We're No Doctors live, but you should do
we
it.
We will be doing it at Sketchfest, our first live show.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be there on the 14th.
Oh, nice. Okay. You're there the weekend before us. Okay, so San Francisco people, check that out if you want to see it live. Where are you doing it at? Do you know the venue? Eureka Theater, maybe?
It's not the Eureka. It's another theater.
Okay,
I forget
cool.
what it's called.
All right, we're doing ours the next week, Sunday at 1 p.m. I know we had initially thought it was at 3 p.m. It's at 1 p.m., midday. You got nothing else going on. It is a perfect thing to come midday. Come to it. It'll be an hour of pure fun like this. Yeah. We don't know our guest yet, so we'll let you know who that's going to be when that time comes. But that's Sunday the 21st.
Go
we'll
to sfsketchfest.com, and you can find out all of our schedules
all of
tickets.
That stuff. So we got that going on.
The night before, I'll be doing Wahlberg Solution, which will probably drop in this feed at some point. So come goof around with me there.
Goof around with him there, and we've got some stand-up shows there. It's such a fun, that Sketchfest thing. It's such a blast to do. And then the next month, we're in New York at the Bell House. We're doing... I think we'll probably wind up doing two podcasts that night. We don't know yet because it hasn't sold out, although the tickets are really selling pretty well.
Right.
And they believe it'll sell out because our first show, I'll say first show guests are the girls from Guys We Fucked. They're amazing.
Oh, great.
So fun. And so
they'll be perfect.
They'll be great
they're
for
funny.
It and have a good time and they're funny. And so then if we add a second show, that's on the 25th. And then Moon Tower, all sorts of good stuff coming up in the new year. So check that out. All right, Dan, we have a second story.
We do.
Let's do it.
I have a bad
thing. What if Dan was like, nope.
We do. No. Yeah.
Nope.
No, that's actually it.
I just reread the same first story. I have bad news. I always, for some reason, I was putting together our live show. I was getting this one together, and I forgot to copy and paste who sent me this story.
Okay,
so Scouts Honor Town.
Well, tell
try
us.
Try to be honest
and then
for
on,
once.
Yeah, get it to
hit
Dan.
Us up and say it was me. Like, screen cap when you send it or whatever.
So when you're shooting something and you're on a TV show or a movie and they go into shooting the scene and they do it, but sometimes they'll come at the very end and do like a back
tail slate.
Tail slate.
Yeah.
So we're going to tail slate this story when you send
it. We'll figure
it
out. Okay. All right, here we go. A Boulder man. Wouldn't it be great if they were describing him? And that wasn't his location.
He's just a big rock.
Man-made boulder.
With arms and legs.
Or he used to have a lot of hard time really saying what he meant and declaring himself, but he's become much
more. He's now a much bolder man.
I was actually picturing a boulder the rock from Indiana Jones. Yeah.
It's
a boulder man.
Boulder man has been arrested.
Yep.
After police say a couple he did not know. That never has gotten in the way of anything in this town.
A couple you did not know, right. Whatever interaction you're having
you're
with those
gonna
people.
You're going to be naked near them.
Yep.
I mean, that's what this, that's the, a couple I did not know. This is
had
either,
to see something they didn't want
to
see.
Had to see your dick when you didn't want them to.
They did not know him. They found him playing the guitar in their living room in the middle of the night.
Oh, Robert Downey Jr. style.
That is so... By the way, to not know what living room you're in...
No, but Boulder is a town of street musicians. We've been there. We saw a guy play the piano while suspended upside down.
He climbed up in suspension boots... Tied to a bar,
oh, shit.
Hung upside down, and then played a piano in the street upside down. Literally, you are raising the bar for street musicians hanging from that bar upside down.
Yeah, no, everyone else, some guy down the street is just playing the guitar with a dog next to him. I'm like,
you got to
step your game up.
Boulder the Mork and Mindy?
Yes.
It is.
It is? Really?
Yes, it is. Mork and Mindy's in Boulder, yeah.
I have no idea what song this guy was playing. My first hope was that it was some Jim Croce, Time in a Bottle,
sure.
Photographs and Memories.
Sure.
Yeah. But I'm going to show you the picture of him, then I'll read his name.
Have to guess the song he was playing.
we should.
Anything by Dave Matthews.
Well, that's close. Dave. When you see him, this guy was playing a Goo Goo's Dolls song.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's business.
I saw the Goo Goo Dolls at the Macy's Day, Thanksgiving Day parade with my kids, and their faces alone scared the shit out of my kids.
My friend Matt Sweeney, who's a musician, he toured with Iggy Pop and Josh Homme on Iggy's last tour. He's played with a bunch of musicians, really great. He had one of my favorite tweets of all time. This was about a year ago. He goes, I don't know the year, but it was something like, in 1993, my band played in a bar in New Jersey with the Goo Goo Dolls, and the bass player wore sweats, and you could see his dick. And that was the tweet.
Sometimes it's just right there. Just say what you know.
Look, man.
Look at this. He is playing Iris. On acoustic guitar.
Yeah, he definitely...
He looks like Billy Crudup.
He does kind of look like Billy Crudup.
I love it. I think it's Billy Crudup.
Crudup.
No, but Crudup is Crudup. What his ex-wife who he cheated on called him. Crudup.
Crudite.
Billy Crudite.
Billy Crudite.
Ready for his name?
This high cheekbones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's male model.
Yeah, he's got a lot of cut
male
to
model
him.
Who fell into a meth...
For sure.
...in a circle for a while.
Richard Neil Shepherd.
Okay. Whoa. Definitely singer-songwriter.
Rifles.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd?
No, we didn't get Kenny Wayne. We got Richard Neil
Shepherd.
He's been doing a lot of house shows lately around Boulder.
Living room shows.
He's doing a male version of Shelby Lynn.
He totally took the term residency to the next level.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to take a residency
at someone's house. I'm going to reside there.
According to an arrest affidavit, a couple living on the 1500 block of Pine Street.
And I know one of them.
That's a great Goo Goo Doll.
I won't tell him your name.
I think that's where I would max out on my knowledge.
Yeah, that's all I know.
Goo Goo Doll songs.
Yeah, that's all I know.
The 1500 block of Pine Street, add that to the walking tour. Woke up on Sunday around 2:30 a.m. when they heard a thump and their dog began to growl.
Yeah. That's why you have a dog, to stop street musicians from playing
in
your
house. He started playing music, though, to soothe the dog. The dog.
Yeah. Of course he did.
And I know all the world to you.
Maybe it was Cat Stevens.
The other thing is, how great would it be if the guy plays... He plays a whole song, and then the people stand there, and they're like, sorry, we don't have anything to give, but that's great. And they just don't give any money to him. Okay, Thanks, man. Thanks. All right, we're going to go. Thanks.
I'd lean in and like turn on all the lights and be like, all right, last call, guys. Last call, guys. Thanks so much for coming.
Let's wrap it up.
Can we mail you a check? The male resident told police he walked downstairs and encountered a male wearing a maroon stocking cap. That's on brand for
that
his
is.
Look.
Yep.
And should, no, maybe Death Cab for Cutie he's playing? A little dashboard confessional?
Maybe.
Gin blossoms?
Playing the guitar on the couch. The resident said... Hello. Uh-huh. Maybe that's what he was playing.
Not get the hell out of my living room.
Hello.
Is it
Lionel
me
Richie?
You're looking for?
Exactly.
He just starts singing with him.
Yeah.
And he says,
hello, it's me.
I love that. Todd Rundgren, yeah. Right? Yeah. He said the intruder responded. So the guy comes down. Dog is mad.
Yeah. Woman there's an intruder in your house.
His girlfriend or wife, whatever, is in the bedroom.
Yep.
He comes downstairs.
What if he was playing Ronnie Millsap, There's a Stranger in My House? I'm Ronnie Millsap.
Stranger.
Blind country singer. Fine, I'm going to find it.
Ronnie Millsap, stranger in my house, blind country music singer. Yeah. Everyone's a stranger in your house.
Yeah.
He says hello. The resident says hello.
Uh-huh.
The intruder responds, I live across the street.
Nope.
That's his first. I hope the resident said where, and he said, down on Main Street. Go right into some Seeger.
Pine Street.
Down Pine Street.
The intruder responds, I live across the street.
Nope.
He already knows I'm in the wrong.
Bitch, you don't live across from anyone.
If you live across the street, across the street.
You live in a street.
He then handed over the guitar.
Yeah, Jay, this is really guitar heavy.
What is this?
You got a Fender Rhodes I can play?
What is this song?
This is
Ronnie Millsap, there's a stranger in my house.
This is it?
Yeah.
It's
a lot of build up. A lot of ramp up, Jay.
This is really good grocery store music.
Yeah. This is like, honey, do we need more mini pancakes? get the mini pancakes. The veggie sausage. It's in the same area.
Can you imagine how long the radio DJ talked over this?
Oh, yeah, I remember Ronnie Millsap.
I like this music.
Millsap.
There's a silence between us I've never heard before.
You know it's going to be 3 minutes.
Okay, I just understood what this song is. What? Do you understand that, like, we aren't connected anymore?
I thought there was an intruder in my house.
There's a stranger in my house, and it's you.
He doesn't know her anymore.
Right, yeah. I don't know you anymore. And Ronnie Millsap, being blind, he understands the person deeper than most people do because they only see things.
It's like the first time you listen to the words of Ruby, Don't Take Your Love to Town.
There's a stranger in my house.
To me, if that guy
and she
was...
shit on the living room floor.
I'm pretty sure she's leaving me and I don't love her anymore.
There's a stranger in my house.
If this dude had the balls to play that song, I would give him a ton more credit than I'm giving him right now.
Maybe he was playing that.
That guy's never heard of Ronnie Millsap.
Also, you can find that song you just heard us singing on Straight From Dumb People Town, Nothing But The Hits. So the resident says hello. The intruder says, I live across the street. Hands the guitar to the man who lives there and says, sorry. That's the exchange. Sorry, man.
Not even his guitar.
No, it was. He didn't bring his own guitar.
No.
He just picked up the person's inside this Boulder house and was like,
he just knew
it's
there
jam
was a guitar.
Yep.
It's a house in Boulder.
It's a house in Boulder.
There's a guitar.
There's a mountain bike.
Probably like our Van Ert guy. He saw the guitar from the window. Was like, they want me to break
in. Oh yeah.
Why would they leave the guitar in
what
window?
What is that? A Martin?
Oh, I got. Oh,
I gotta go in there.
I gotta play this. I gotta play this.
I've never played a
Martin. They will forgive me when they hear. And I know. See me.
The resident told police the man did not appear drunk or on any other substances.
High on life, man. High on life.
That is it. After the residents called police, officers found Shepard near 17th and Spruce Streets and noted he matched the description of the suspect.
What?
Yeah, high cheekbones.
High cheekbones. Red stocking cap.
Yep.
Constantly singing songs from Angel's soundtrack. What's that one with Nick Cage?
Oh,
that's the Goo Goo Dolls one that's on there, right?
So, yeah.
Shepard denied being in anyone's house and said he had been drinking earlier in the night and was trying to make his way back to his van on the University of Colorado's East Campus.
Down by the river.
Yep. Yep. This guy has told so many people he's a poli-sci major while lying.
Hey, I'm just kidding.
Sino-American relations.
Yep.
Sino.
Sino.
Chinese-American relations.
He told police he lived on 12th Street. Police noted in the report that Shepard was not close to either location, yeah. Which is not evidence for arresting anybody, to be honest.
And that's why I'm trying to make my way back.
Yep.
You're nowhere. There is no 12th Street in Boulder. It just stops at 11.
I also hope that they went on the residence account and were like, sure, we know you haven't been drinking. He's like,
find my
way
back! Find my way back!
What's
to
that?
My van!
Oh, that's just a great song you made up.
Find my way back!
Now then, find your way back, yeah. To her
Boston.
Heart. That was not Boston. That was Starship.
Uh-huh. Jefferson, oh, Starship.
Randy.
Find your way back
to my heart. Yeah. Ooh, you guys hit it together.
That's right. We did.
That was great.
That was all.
Don't you love the cops?
Slick.
Were probably like, "Sir, we know you haven't been drinking." He's like, "No. I drank earlier in the night." No.
I'm trying to find my way back.
The person whose house you broke into said you were not drinking. I have been drinking earlier in the night.
Why would I be in their fucking house, man?
Let me ask you this, officer. Have you ever played a Martin?
Well, then, there you go.
It's like butter.
It basically plays itself, yeah. Man. I'm just trying to guide it.
Yeah. Hey,
worth the B&E, fellas. Worth the B&E.
Don't fret.
The residents, don't fret. Who said that? I was looking down. Randy at Sklar Brothers, everybody. That
don't
was a good
fret.
One.
That's great.
That's the name
nailed
of this
it.
Episode.
You know he
don't
said that.
Don't fret.
You know he said that to them.
The residents noted that nothing appeared to have been stolen or damaged in their house. You're right, Steve. He just wanted to play that guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, here's, ready? There's always, sometimes a little blame falls on the victim.
Sure.
Not always, but sometimes. They said he didn't steal anything in the house and nothing was damaged in their house, which was unlocked. People.
Right. Lock your doors, number one. And I'm going to say a phrase that should be on a bumper sticker or on a t-shirt or on a bumper sticker on the outside of this guy's
name. Sure.
When you live in a van, the world is your living room.
That's very true.
You know what I mean? You walk outside the van, and it's like, that's mine.
Van is my bedroom.
Van is
Everything
my bedroom. And the rest
is, my
is the world is my living room.
Police did find a tube of pink lipstick on Shepard, which he has a right to do whatever
that
he
looks
wants.
That about right. Yeah,
that's about right. Yeah.
Which the resident said appears to have been stolen from their car. So he hit car first, took some lipstick, and caught the eye.
Hang on a second.
Of that strap.
That's just,
well, there is
violent.
Not a guitar in here. Yeah. I guess I'll take the lipstick.
Look, I'm on a guitar lipstick hunt. That's what I'm doing.
Lipstick check. Guitar over there. Yep. Now I'll start playing.
He was on a scavenger.
Yeah. He was on a scavenger hunt.
Did you hear it?
Yeah. Lipstick check. Guitar over there. Enjoy it. Yes.
I found the lipstick. Played the guitar. You came into my show. Sit down. Yeah, you got it. Where are you from? Upstairs, been there. Take the staircase. Don't go the window route too long.
Arms folded. Negative.
Open it up.
He did walk in arms folded, I bet. Shepard is free on a $5,000 personal recognizance bond and is due for a formal filing of charges on
Wednesday.
All right,
so $5,000 recognizance bond means for $500 he gets out, right?
Because
it's
10% of that.
And then you're out of
which
there.
Which someone will post.
Because he didn't do anything wrong except for
breaking and entering.
Violating someone.
Creeping the fudge out of
But
people.
He didn't break. The door was open. He crossed the threshold. He wasn't invited in.
Do you think
maybe he just entered. There's no real beat.
Breaking.
Do you think the next day one of the people in that house said to the other one, like, I mean, I know it was horrible, but I cannot get his version of Third Eye Blind's Jumper out of my head.
Wish you could step outside that bread, my friend.
It's a great album. It's a great album.
I mean,
come
that's
on.
Going far.
No, it's good. It's
fine.
Got the hits.
It's fine.
All right, that's story two, boys.
There you go, story two. What are we looking at on the other side of this break, Dan?
What about the guy's age? Did we say what his age was?
I did say it. If you didn't
You did?
Hear, yeah. Do you want to guess
Did
it?
You guys hear his age?
I didn't hear it.
Jay, did you hear it?
I didn't hear it.
Do you want to play?
Yeah,
did you
let's
say
do
what
it.
His age was?
Yeah.
Oh,
let's
shit.
Guess the age. Okay. I love it. Let's
Where do
guess
you
the
go?
AG.
Steve, AG.
I would say 31.
Ooh, okay, 31. Anybody who wasn't paying attention can play with us.
I'm gonna
Don't
say,
cheat.
I'm going to say 41.
Randy, 41.
No way.
That picture?
Yeah.
No way.
Okay.
27.
27.
That's a good guess.
Someone in this room is 1 year off because...
32.
He's 28 years old.
Yeah! pretended Jason like he didn't know Spark. But then knew, and I'll then went it. One off to pretend to make it seem like it, we didn't know.
Yeah.
All right, that's segment two now in the books. What's what are we looking at on the backside of this?
Sandwich thing? Woman arrested after bizarre cop stop.
I love it. All right, Dumb People Town, stay with us.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Stick around, make a sound, there's more Dumb People Town.
All right, guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. We are so happy that you are with us.
Yes,
we love doing the show, and you know it's so funny. We had two really back-to-back episodes. And by the way, all the people that we have on this show are people we love and respect. Mm-hmm. Some we know better than others. But the last two guests, Pardo last week and now AG this week, shows the depth of our sort of friendships in the comedy world.
Sure.
I mean, AG's somebody that we have all been backstage at various shows in town, out of town, and just literally laughed ourselves silly just hanging out. And that fun, I hopefully for you guys, is coming through because we're having a blast
doing
this.
When I did my DVD K show on the Nerdist Network, and I begged Steve to be in it, and he was the first person that I wanted, so thank you for doing it. People should go check it out. I did Michael Kissick, the loneliest TSA.
Yeah,
you
that
can
was
see
really
that
cool.
If you want.
That was
you, dude, you, I'm gonna say it, you legitimately like acted the shit out of that, like playing this like guy.
How I make a living, guys.
You were great on Sarah's show. I loved that character,
man.
It was like a revolutionary character. You and Posehn, two gay roommates, lovers, could not have been more straight.
Lovers. I hate that term so much.
You do?
Lovers, yeah.
Lovers.
I don't like it.
In relationship?
Just the word lovers. It's so 70s and
it
like
so...
a guy who lives in a houseboat in a marina.
Just a lover, man.
Drinking Cuervo.
Yeah. necklace on a turtleneck.
Yes.
Cuervo gold. So you weren't that necessarily, but yeah, it was a brilliant, brilliant sort of twist within those characters in that show.
Never expected.
Loved it.
Thank
Loved
you.
It.
Are you want to do a third story?
Let's do it.
Here we go. This was sent in by Jamie at Banana PWN. That's like pwn, like own. That's like a gamer term, I think.
Banana PWN.
A sandwich woman, familiar to police. That's how you know.
A sandwich woman.
What? It's the
that's
town.
That's her moniker.
This town? Is like Cape Cod area.
Oh, it's a town.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought, okay, she works at like Jersey Mike's or something.
I thought like her. Oh, really? I thought you were going to go again and be like a woman who is a sandwich.
Like her torso is roast beef. Her neck is.
I'm not that dumb.
Boulder man.
Only a boulder man.
Only a boulder man and a sandwich woman. Boulder man and a sandwich woman, that literally.
You need to get together.
Yes.
That to me is a great like.
That's an Adult Swim show right there.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It really is.
Boulder man and sandwich woman.
I love it.
A sandwich woman from familiar to police, which means, again, this is a person who's like, why is shit always screwing me over? Yep. You're screwing
You're doing it to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, the cops know her by name. Right. Hey, Alice, what are you doing?
Familiar to police is facing multiple charges after another odd run-in with police.
Yep.
I'm going to show you guys a picture of her. I've never seen someone more eager to get their mugshot.
Yeah.
Look at her.
And not looking at camera.
Not looking
that's
at the camera.
Three quarters.
By the way,
three
not,
view.
Not looking at the camera and then not looking at whatever she's facing. She's looking straight up.
She's talking to the cop who's booking her, and she's like, Mike, can I try a different photo
can
this
I
time?
I want to do one over here.
Right.
In
this
another
is her
life,
glamour shot.
Yeah.
In another life, she is a poodle.
That's a great
sweet poodle.
Police were called to the scene of a loud party on Bob White Lane. I know.
What?
I know.
Bob White.
Make America Bob White again.
Okay. Bob White Lane sounds like a car dealership and a great breakfast spot.
Bob White Lane.
Bob White could have been Bob Hope's name. Like if and we all would be like, that's right.
Yeah,
Bob White.
It sounds like a street in Palm Springs for sure.
Oh, that's Bob Fred White. Waring. There's Fred Waring and Bob
and there
White.
Is a Bob
Frank
Hope
Sinatra.
Drive. There's a Bob Hope.
Frank Sinatra. Yeah. There's a Bob. I'll meet you on the corner of Fred Waring and Bob White.
Yeah,
Bob White Lane. They were called to the scene of a loud party on Bob White Lane at 6:20 p.m. The party is going. This is a happy hour party, this
and someone's like, calling on him at 6.
Already,
now, I've called cops on a party early, so I understand it. I'm not begrudging them.
The reporting party, I guess that would be the reporting party of
the party who reported the party.
Yep. Noted that they saw a blue truck being operated erratically while leaving the party, driving over lawns. So. Yeah.
They didn't lawns.
Yes. Many lawns.
Yeah.
Not was the it lawn just of whoops?
No. Nope.
That's not a whoops. That's a, this is my, well, who put all this grass in the road?
Yes. That, that's what she's that mad.
She's mad. Yeah.
How are you supposed to drive on this? It goes like cement, grass, yeah, cement, yeah, grass, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Couple
pool
of bushes.
Yes.
Gnome.
Gnome. Sorry, she yells to the gnome.
Excuse me.
Yep. Police found the pickup truck and noted that it was making a loud rumbling sound. As the vehicle approached, the officer saw that it was running on three tires.
Yep.
The fourth wheel was only the rim.
Ooh. Yeah,
that's bad.
In my
by the
mind,
way, sparks.
Trucks are high.
Yes.
So without she a tire, a you're like on a serious slant. Like, you know when you have a flat tire.
Right. That,
because you're leaning in some direction. I'm even talking about cars that are low to the ground. When you're on the rim.
But that is this woman's MO. Drive through the flat.
Drive through the flat.
Like that's, flat. You drive, right. You don't, you, if you get a flat tire in life, you just keep driving.
Drive through the flat is probably a Ronnie Millsap song.
Let me look it up.
Don't.
Let me look it up.
It's got a 7 minute intro.
Me and my friends in high school, this was before I got sent to military school, a bunch of my friends all pitched in like $25. And bought a old like 1970s Pontiac Le Mans.
Yes.
Spray painted it like it was just a fuck, and we just take turns like, okay, you can have it today or whatever. And one night we went out off roading in the hills of San Bernardino and Redlands, and hit a tree, and two tires blew out. And we needed the rear tire that had blown out for traction, and so we put the one spare tire on the rear, and then the front passenger side tire was just off. On, it was just rim, and we drove it all the way back to my friend's house.
No!
Sparks. Flying. A fucking wall of sparks the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
We get it to my friend's house.
Leave it there.
The next day, his dad, like, my friend's dad busted him because there was, like, a 2-inch groove in the cement all the way from their driveway, like miles through the streets to the hills.
Exactly where they were.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Insane. That is insane.
Well, that's what this woman was also
doing. Yeah, because you can't be like, someone stole my tire, Dad. No, nobody stole your tire.
Mm-mm. When the vehicle was stopped, the operator identified as Susan N. Kettle. Stepped out of the vehicle.
Her middle name is the N-word.
N.
Oh.
It is.
Well, it is not some. It might be Nancy.
Right? But I'm just saying.
Negligent.
Negligent.
Stepped out of the vehicle. Little warning, if you're listening with anyone young, first of all, don't bring them into dumb people's
house. Not man, but I mean, right. Just close the ears.
This is what her
earmuffs.
She stepped out of the truck that was on three wheels.
Susan.
And said, quote, which is probably what the cop said first. Susan.
Susan, get out of the car.
Quote, Susan. This car is fucked and I am shit-faced.
Let's go take my picture. Let's go take pictures.
Number one, she's only got one shoe on. Let's be honest with that.
Ready for this?
Her purse spilling out everywhere.
You ready for this? Police also noted she was wearing only one boot.
Oh my God. Oh my
Randy
God.
Sklar.
We've been in dumb people town before.
Been here long enough to know Susan N.
Wow. She was missing a wheel.
She was missing a wheel.
Yeah.
She hops out.
She
like,
was the human version like, of that car.
And the boot is like higher, so she's got to step way
it's
down.
A weird little limp.
There's a way down on the other side. Stuff's falling out of
this
her purse.
This car is fucked.
And she,
and
even, though the,
shit-faced.
Even though the officers are taking her to the car, she keeps saying, let's go, let's go. You're like, we're, man, we're walking.
Let's go.
Come on, let's go.
I got an idea for a photo.
Let's go.
We're going to do it different than last time. I'm going to smile, I promise.
You set it up and I'm going to
There are times that I wish we were live streaming the show so people could have seen Steve Agee's reaction when I read what you had just said.
Crazy.
Fucking pointed to him.
I know, like it was my fault.
Yeah. Like you were there, motherfucker.
That's amazing.
Police also noted, I'll read it again, that she was only wearing one boot,
yep,
and they were not sure where the other one was, which means she was making it their problem. At Where's my other boot?
At least
we don't know.
At least it's a boot and not her kids.
True.
She doesn't know where the other one is.
Wow.
The officer attempted to administer field sobriety tests. The reason they say it, because you know they didn't work.
No. There's no way. No way.
But Susan Kettle refused, saying this is what
Kettle won.
Kettle won.
You
know that's her name.
Kettle won that round.
Her church league softball jersey says Kettle won.
W-O-N.
Yes. This is what she said to officers when they tried to get her to take field sobriety tests. I have never heard this in my life. I do not know what it means. Quote, the cleft in the chin means the devil's within. This is what she's telling police officers.
Not that's some Salem witch shit.
That is crazy.
The cleft in the chin means the devil's within. At this point, that's always great they're writing that in the article. At this point,
ma'am,
Susan
just
Kettle,
say the alphabet backwards.
You say alphabet backwards. I don't even know.
Backwards alphabet. There, I said it.
There you go.
Teb fella.
Nope. Not even close.
I felt like it was. At this point, Susan Kettle was placed under arrest. They were just probably like, let's go. She was charged with operating under the influence, carrying a dangerous weapon.
A car?
I guess. I don't know.
The rim?
Operating a motor vehicle with a revoked license and a couple other things. Here's what I love. And we'll get
6:20 at night, y'all.
Yes. She was arrested earlier this year.
6:20.
This is not her first run-in. She was arrested earlier this year after she attacked an off-duty officer with a knife while topless.
Oh, my God.
A few months before that, she was arrested after she broke into Lambert's to steal a large amount of chicken salad. You know what?
She's the worst.
She's the best. And like just scooping it into her shirt.
Into her boot.
Yes. She's wearing a Big Johnson shirt, and that's where she held the chicken salad. Let's make it 3 for 3. Why not? For Steve, guess the AG. How old
is Susan
in Kettle? All right, here you go.
And you can find the photo on the Facebook page if you aren't signed up. Guys, everyone who is listening to this podcast, you should be a like or be a member of the Facebook
page.
She's
42.
Let's build this community.
42 from Steve Agee.
She is 29.
29.
No.
She's lived a lot.
She's
coming at someone
definitely has.
By the way, you're coming at someone with a knife who's an undercover cop, tits out.
She could be 38.
I say 36.
36 years old?
Yeah.
Okay. Susan N.
Kettle.
Chicken salad thief.
What if she's 1 year old?
She's one?
That's how she came out, man.
Hey, look,
she doesn't know better.
Fully formed human.
This truck is fucked and I am shit faced. Is 39 years old.
Yeah. Oh,
right between us.
Yes.
I'm going to give it to AG. Guess the AG today.
Well, actually, how that works. You're going to give it to him? What did I say?
You said 36.
He said
41, right?
I said 42.
It is right in the middle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Take a half.
But I did say I should have said 38.
You did.
Eight, right?
Yeah.
Now.
That's
all right. That's it, man. Three stories. So wonderful.
Amazing.
You know, we obviously talked about a man just walking
who appeared in someone's house.
Just appeared in someone's house. Someone who I think knows a little bit about that sort of a thing because he did it a lot and then got away with it a lot. Was, of course, the Jinx himself, Robert Durst. He left us a voicemail. Apparently, he's gotten a copy of this show.
He gets advanced screeners of the show, even before we're done.
I don't know.
He's watching on Facebook Live.
Yes.
He is, even though we're not on it.
You guys know?
Even though we're not on it. So anyway, we got a voicemail from him. Let's listen to Robert Durst.
You have one new voice message.
Hi, boys. It's me, Bobby D. Just giving you guys a call. Two reasons, actually. I saw you were in Houston. Next time you're there, swing down to Galveston. There's a great place where you can hide anything. It's right by the bay. You also want to make sure if you're throwing a penny or anything in the bay to like make a wish, make sure it doesn't float. One time I wished I would never get caught that's not point. But make sure it doesn't float. And I wanted you to know I'm in LA for a little while for a thing. It's like a traffic violation. It's not a big deal. But what I wanted to tell you about is this week was Cyber Monday, and I have a cross-stitching line on Etsy that I've started, and right now, there's a whole bunch of things I've written out of my brother Douglas falling off of things, getting hit, and I want to mail them to him. So if you could give me his address. Also, saw you did a story about a man in a house. What's wrong with being in a house? Let's say I went into a house. Let's say I was there to do something that needed to be handled. If you hear someone, leave. And no one did anything wrong. All right, just wanted to catch up. Let you guys know, being in a house, not a big deal. Unless you did anything else that they can't prove. Or if it's self-defense. Secondly, enter the word Down with Douglas at checkout at my Etsy store to get an extra 22%. And next time you're in Houston, let's go hide things together. All right, bye-bye. I shouldn't have said the stuff about Douglas. Well, no. Why did you cross-stitch Douglas dying? Because you want to kill him, of course. Duh. All right. Bye-bye. Oh, bye-bye.
Oh, wow. Come on, Steven.
Wow. Steven. He didn't realize he was still on the at the end.
No.
I say Steven.
Hey, how do I
Steven Agee.
Oh, how do I he's Steven still Agee. On. Oh, he's shit. Still on. God.
Hey, there's a dog.
I wish this thing is still going
dog.
On. God.
Going.
He would notice that. Dursty. Hey, thank you guys for joining Dumb People Town. Thank you, Steve Agee. Follow him on Twitter. Follow him on Instagram.
At Steve Agee.
At yes. Steve Agee. And definitely
please at the end of
check Agee. Out We're No Doctors.
This drops tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll be in San Jose this weekend with your friend Chris Sullivan.
Oh, nice.
At the Heroes and Villains Convention.
Oh geez. Wonderful. Check yeah. that nice. Out. And we will. We holy shit, dude. We got to get back to work. Dum, 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 dum.